Blog Talk Radio.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
As we close in on well towards 1,000 live 3-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel in the early 2000s, and I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Blog Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning. Still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, you know, connected. Somebody's on with you live going through life each morning. And that's what I wanted to be. And that's what the show has represented. And what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones. And when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we wanted to be a part of you creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just, you know, real chaotic type stories and things that, to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music and sharing great stories, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. It really is, and we couldn't have made it this far without you, our amazing fans. So I'm Kerry Hines, and we've gone this far. Let's keep it going.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. Just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Especially
yeah.
West
yeah.
Coast all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, and I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yana, you'll be back with us to talk locks here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there. Amen. I really do. But, it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, ask panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much. How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for clients looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, From a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting, it's a good video. But that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
And so, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help. But I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, so it just depends on who it is, but I'm going to say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. I still get likes on that comment. So, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects, it hides the real issues, we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair, and literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's a lot of it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views. But yeah, I would not I would not replace YouTube with cosmetology ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? How do you feel about YouTube University being on the West Coast? Because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Redd about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out what their next look is going to be. I can't speak. I am a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't speak from a natural stylist standpoint. I can do some natural styles, but I wouldn't consider myself an overall natural stylist. But when it comes to people putting chemicals on their skin, just as Yanni Redd said, they're doing all sorts of foolishness at home. So the at-home stylists are definitely going for a look, but not going for the overall education on how to keep hair on their heads. And so,
and that's important. That's very important.
It's so important. Actually. It's so important. Yeah. It's so important. And the bad part about it is, even with going for a look, there's no education. They're looking for the end result.
Right.
And right now for me, I'm not really tripping off of the at-home stylist, because soon enough they're going to be in one of our chairs, either in Yanni Redd's shop or in my place, because they need somebody to help grow their hair back.
Right.
That's after they've gone to a dermatologist and all those other things. But they come to the chair and they ask, well, will my hair grow back? Well, what happened? Who did you speak to before you started to do this? And so it really is, people need to get back to the chair to find out what is going on. We're not asking you to be there every week, but can we see you at least once a month so we know what's going on? I don't want to see you 3 months down the line and I put those crochets in 3 months, you know, 3 months ago. It should have been out weeks, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it really is getting back to the professional and understanding what your hair can and cannot do.
I think that the gap was made, and I'm going to throw rocks at the enemy right now, but I think the gap was made because of cosmetology, the licensing part, because I got my license in 1998, and I knew how to braid when I went to school, but they didn't teach any braids, and they did not teach locks at all. So I wound up teaching locks from hair school. Now, the issue was that they were becoming popular, and schools were not including certain lessons, you know, like they didn't include the sewing weave. They didn't keep up with the trends, and I really believe that that's the reason why there are so many people who, like, I know how to do it and I didn't go to school, you know, because schools don't really teach the current trends, but they do teach the classic trends of chemical, you know, just how to use that properly. And I think that's what most people have gotten away from, because everything is so instant gratification, you know. Literally, it's like they would rather try it themselves and then have the hair fall out and then come ask you how to grow that back than trust you in the beginning, you know. But like you said, it creates its own problem, because they do get you know, the chemicals messed up, and then they do have to come back to cosmetology. But as we come back, cosmetology's got to say, okay, guys, it's 2023. We understand, you know, because they still, like, even in my state, the state board set, and this what state board set is the style that you do to pass your license test, for those who don't know. That set consists of doing rollers, rod sets, single waves, and pin curls, even to this day. So the outdated cosmetology lessons are playing a big part in the reason why people are going to YouTube as well.
And I think that apprenticeship programs were also created for that, to keep up with the trend. You got the chemical education, but you also got the trend, because it doubled the amount of hours that you actually had to do. But you were OJT hours. You did it on the job under a licensed cosmetologist, and you learned how to work with people. You learned how to do a press and curl. You learned how to do a cornrow. You know, all those things that we do naturally because that's the way we have to care for our hair. So, yeah, it created some apprenticeship programs where black stylists could actually help educate new black stylists, and they become hybrid stylists where they can do everything.
Like
so it really is going back to education.
Can I just say
I don't like the model of apprenticeship only because it takes the actual teacher who really, because I have this issue now, which is I'll talk to you guys about that, you know, in the next few shows as well. But when schools don't teach what the stylists need to know, but they take the financial aid money, I have a big problem with that. Mm-hmm.
I've been up and I've been down. I've had my feet swept off the ground by somebody who just picked me up and
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show, and we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Kimmy Love and her book, Kimmy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds. Kimmy's Spa Party.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to welcome back, I don't know how else to say it, she is a legendary radio show host in her own right, and familiar to all of you as a regular right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to welcome the one and only Mary Lee Johnson from Hairhead Heart. Good
ding,
morning,
ding, ding,
Mary.
Good morning.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be in again.
Oh, absolutely. Now, listen, Mary. Now, everybody knows you from Hairhead Heart, and we're going to talk about that a little bit right here on this broadcast this morning. But first, you join us from time to time. And I love when you come to the show because you're bringing us something that generally we didn't know. And this usually has a lot to do with 10 things that we didn't know about some topic or another. And
yes.
I am just blown away. So with everything you uncover, little tidbits. And
yes,
so
I learn through sharing. Yes.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you've worked up for us today on the broadcast. So, Mary Lee Johnson, what are 10 things? What's the topic for the 10 things today that you'll be talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about the 10 things that celebrate Black History Month, or 10 things you didn't know about Black History Month.
I love it. 10 things, everybody, that you didn't know about Black History Month, as only Mary Lee Johnson can bring it Okay, I'm ready to jump in with number 10, Mary. Number 10.
All right, now you know there's always method to my madness.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to start with something that we probably think is really obvious, but people just don't know. And we'll talk about the stereotypes surrounding it.
Uh-oh.
So, yes. So number 10 is, when is Black History Month?
Oh, so, good one.
A lot of people think that you just literally get that month, but 2023, February 1st of 2023 until March 1st of 2023 is the actual month. And we'll talk about why it is February. People like to think we just got shortchanged and it's the shortest
right.
month, and that's why they did it. But there's history to this.
Hmm.
So number 10.
Explain up one more time about the when is Black History Month?
February 1st.
February 1st.
Until March 1st. So, you know, February is a shorter month on leap years. It only goes till the 28th.
Right, right.
And so we kind of bypass that little glitch, and it is until March 1st.
Oh, so we actually also get to, so Black History Month technically is one day longer than we all thought it was, is what
yes.
it sounds like. It's March
yes.
1st is the ending date.
Yes.
Now, hold it. That's big news, Mary, to me.
I tried to share.
So that's, yes. guys, we're getting one more day.
Yay.
We get one more day.
One more day.
To honor everything that's our culture and community for folks of color. Beautiful. Mary, let me tell you something. You opened up with a bang on this one. No,
all
really.
Right. Well,
I don't know what else you could do now.
Well, we're going to tie it all together in a lovely little bow, I hope.
Can I go
to number 9?
You go on. I'm still reeling from number 10, but yeah, you go ahead to number 9. Wow.
There are themes associated, which people probably thought about but didn't know for sure, but there is an actual theme. And this, well, different years, different themes. But this year's
really?
Theme, yes.
So hold it. Who decides this theme, though? Well, is this, who decides this? Who gets to decide the theme for each
I'm going to get into that in some of the later numbers.
Okay. Let me just let Mary read Johnson take it.
But it's
Mary,
an excellent question because you don't want people just throwing around narratives for you
exactly.
all willy-nilly. So,
exactly.
So the theme for this year, 2023, Black Resistance.
Mm.
And, yes, and it really ties into the original thoughts behind the history.
Right.
And so anyway, we're resisting and we're anti-oppression and anti-injustice. So the things that you do or commit to should tie with that if you want to be in theme.
Awesome.
For 2023.
Wow. Awesome. Wow.
Now, we probably know.
Black resistance, everybody. Black resistance.
Black resistance. Yes. So anti-oppression, anti-injustice, which is definitely a state that we've been living in for some years. So it's really important.
Awesome.
If you've never paid attention before, this would be a great year to pay attention and be involved.
Well said, Mary Reed Johnson, Hair, Head, Heart. Okay.
Thank you. Now, this one I just had to throw in there because it's something that people should think about. What are the colors of the Black Nationalism or Black History Month?
Mm. Hold it. I didn't even know we had colors for Black History Month.
It's a big federal holiday. It certainly does have colors.
Wow. Well, tell us, now here, guys, and you probably look at, you know, if they could reach through the radio right now to carry it, they hold it. Gary, it's red, green, and black. It's got to be Mary. If it's not those colors, then it may not be, guys.
It's part of it.
Oh,
but it's red, green, black, like the African flag, and
red,
yellow.
Red, green, black.
Yes, and yellow. And generically, they symbolize unity and pride.
You know what? I didn't know this, Mary.
That's why you called me. That's why I got to share.
Wow. This is amazing, guys. Red, green, black, and yellow. That's the rub that we, you know, we imagine the red, green, and black, but I don't think I was even aware of the yellow. So this is, Mary, I've got to just say, let me just remind everybody, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Now, I'm with Mary Reed Johnson. You guys know her better from Hair Head Heart. And, Mary, you come to this show, to our broadcast, with your amazing, it's always 10 facts about 10 facts about something that we thought we knew, that we kind of really think we know everything that there is to know about a subject, yet you find the most esoteric.
I hope engaging.
We just didn't know that you've blown my mind already this morning. And getting the treatment today is the topic of Black history. Now, again, if you guys out there are listening, and of course, this is now Black history, we get to celebrate, but we celebrate all the time. So this is an ongoing thing for us. We celebrate every day is Black history. So you could be listening to this anytime right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So Mary, what number are we on now?
We're on number seven.
And
it's going quickly, isn't it?
Yes.
So first was the date. Secondly was the goal or the theme of this year.
Yeah.
8 was the theme color, and now we're at number 7.
Awesome. All right. I'm ready for number 7. I never know what Mary's going to give us.
This one's for the grown folks.
Okay.
So some grown folks remember that it used to be just Black History Week.
Right.
Right?
It started as a week? Is that
a
what
week?
Really?
Yep.
We didn't even have a whole month?
No, but it makes sense. Later we're going to talk about it. But the hero and founder is a historian who went to school in Kentucky and some other places and Harvard. So he was right behind W.E.B.
Du Bois,
as education. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
So his name is Carter G. Woodson. Put that in your memory file because we're going to talk a lot about him. But generically, he wrote books for educators, right? He was a historian. He wrote books for educators. And why he wrote these books, again, we'll talk about a little bit, but it was to address some unfairness and injustice through education that people were experiencing, and he wanted to make that better. And why that matters, we'll go to number 6 just to tie it in, that the average reading level in the U.S. right now is on decline. Do you know that the average person reads at a fifth grade level?
Is that right? That's
awful. It's I mean, bottom line, not good.
No.
And so this is a really...
a lot of things out there happening right now in society.
Yes. So he, again, it's kind of all tied together. History is important. That's why you have to revisit and why you have to look at all the parts. So as part of number 5, Carter Woodson, the man, he was responding to that anti-literacy laws and some slave codes that were enacted in 1740. Right? And those came about because, this is still number 5, because in 1739, they had a slave rebellion, right, in South Carolina. And so they wanted to put those people in check. It's like, they can't read, they can't know, they can't, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
So he wrote some books that help the educators and help them teach, like, people who either didn't know, didn't want to know, were scared to know, you know, whatever.
Right.
And he helped them be as safe as possible in teaching. And that's part of yes. Yes, you got it. This he was a bad man.
Apparently.
In a good way.
Yeah,
right?
In a
very
Brown
good way.
Band. Yeah.
Yes. So then I'm gonna go to number four because there's just a wealth of information about him and other things related to our growth and development, and people are always talking about black people changing, well, other people giving the narrative to black people.
Right.
There's a group that's called the Zen Education Project.
Zen Education Project.
It's ZinnedProject.org. So the Zen Education Project, they have all kinds of information and videos and interviews, kind of a little bit like what you do with Hair, Carrie?
Oh, with Hair Radio, yes. Thank you,
yes.
Mary.
Talking about some of our, how we overcome. Not, you know, we're not working on it. We've been doing
exactly.
it.
We've
and
been
so
doing
it's,
the work.
It's,
yeah.
Yes, so it points out some of that work.
Wow.
Right? And so that's my number four. Connect with the Zen Education Project and just learn about all kinds of levels of stuff. And, we'll all be better for it. Because
yeah.
you should own your labor. Let's go to number three. You should own your labor and your leisure.
Wow.
So part of what you're doing when we have these top tens and, you know, they're fun and all that and informational,
right.
I hope
right.
to inspire people to just dig a little deeper and
yes.
find out more about who they are and what they can do and what, you know, people say, I never had a mentor, I never had a this, I never, well, you know what, dig a little deeper. They were there. So,
exactly. And Mary, that's what we say right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we encourage everybody, that's what we say, very simple words, listen to our legacy. That's what being part of the Hair Radio is, just listen to our legacy. When you think of LOL, it takes on a whole new meaning the way we spin it here. Listen to our legacy every day.
Exactly.
So good stuff. Mary Reed Johnson. Again, Mary Reed Johnson, in case you guys are just tuning in, now Mary Reed Johnson is covering the 10 things that we're going to say you didn't know about the famed Black History Month that we celebrate every February. And she has been uncovering some real nuggets here this morning on the show. And this in wonderful, incredible update is what we're going to keep alive right here throughout the entire year at Hair Radio. So, Mary, I'm excited to hear what's next on the list.
Well, number two on the list, I'm just obsessed with this man, I think, but Carter, the one who started Black History. Yes. He started the Black History Week with his brothers, the notable brothers of Omega Psi Phi fraternity.
Amazing.
So he was a frat brother of a really popular frat. So we've got Steve Harvey, Tom Joyner, all kinds of athletes.
Wow.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, whole bunches of athletes, business people, Earl Graves, and Nathaniel Bronner, right?
Wow.
So he was
co-founder of Bronner Brothers, of course.
Yep.
Our friend,
so it all
who
ties
the show,
in.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, all of the notable, I shouldn't say of course, but a lot of the notable civil rights people, Jesse Jackson. Now, they don't have to be your favorite or not. But the fact is, these people were doing something, they were connected, and they used the theme well about trying to be anti-oppression and injustice. So Vernon Jordan, there's just chunks of them. If you Benjamin Hooks, right?
Wow.
So just go and explore Omega Psi Phi. If you're a young person thinking about a fraternity, maybe that's for you. And maybe because you know their street name is Q Dog, so you might not want to be a Q Dog, but understand they did do a lot for the community.
Wow, that is incredible. As always, Mary B. E. Johnson, you dig up. I don't know how you figure out all these things, but you do. And you arrange it for us in just a very, very clear way to understand. And I just love that you figured out about Dr. Nathaniel H. Bronner as well. I'm just real excited about that, one of the founding members of this whole thing out there for Bronner Brothers. Okay, hold it. So now
everything,
Mary,
relates to hair, does it not?
It all comes back to hair, beauty, and community right
Absolutely.
Here on the show. So listen, I want to take a moment before you get to number one and, you know, and kind of before you do your countdown review, let's talk a little bit about hair, about HHH, what I call the wonderful Mary V. Johnson and her incredible program that you do all the time for Head, Head, Heart. So tell us again. Yeah, tell us what it's all about and
sure.
why it's important.
The Triple H from top
yeah.
down is hair, head, and heart, and they often overlap. But really what I focus on is safety and that type of thing for beauty service providers. I do classes online. I do live workshops. I teach. And actually, Harry, by the time I talk to you next, I think I will be a member of their local union here.
Yay!
So, yes.
That sounds awesome.
So,
wow. Are you excited?
I am. It's like, put a sister there. And I know you're busy doing traveling and workshops and whatever,
yes.
so we'll yeah. cross paths in person yes. sometimes, too, in the future, I think.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm counting on it, Ms. Mary V. Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart fame. And you're always working on so much, and we're always excited. And I just want to give a big shout-out. You have the biggest fans right here connected with our broadcast. Michael Hopkins is always.
I was going to say, I love you, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, he appreciates. I'm going to let him because he just appreciates you big time, just like Nicole Marie and the entire team here. You're a big part of our family, and you are. I was telling everybody, you're one of our big announcers. That's how Mary came on, and she was one of our announcers here at the show, and that's never changed. You've been just a big member here of the family. So. Okay, without further ado, Mary V. Johnson, of course, I don't know if you still have your countdown review and then on to number one, please.
All right, we'll do it that way. So of the things that people should know about Black History Month, number one, this year, number 10, it goes from February 1st all the way through March 1st, 2023.
March 1st. Got an extra day, guys.
Number nine, the goal or theme of this year's Black History Month is Black resistance,
yeah.
anti-oppression, and anti-injustice.
Big time appropriate these days. Okay, keep it moving. Go right ahead, Mary.
Number eight, the colors are actually red, black, green, and yellow, and they symbolize unity and pride.
Who would have thought that? Wow, yellow. Okay.
Number
wow.
seven, my hero, the historian and amazing man, Carter G. Woodson, and he wrote books for educators to help them leverage and teach and help us just be not oppressed.
Now we love him. For those mm-hmm. who didn't know his name, Carter G. Woodson, we love him. Thank you, Mary. You got to Google him, folks.
Yes, and all of this to remember that the average reading level in the U.S. is declining. So if you get to his books, you learn about injustice, you learn about his response to the injustice. Number five is about our average reading level and improving it.
Yeah.
Or that
wow.
was number six, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Number five, ties into the literacy and where these laws that he was reacting to to help improve our plight come from. So education is very important.
Yeah.
Number four, along those lines and in commemoration not only of him but all of our great leaders who have supported or been part of educating our people, tune in or find the Zen Education Project. It's zenproject.org, and it's online, and it's just a wellspring of information for you.
Awesome.
Along
I think
with
you do a big drum roll, Mary. Would you? Oh, there
well,
you go. I'm loving this. Okay, 10 things that you did not know about Black History Month celebration. And Mary Reed Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart counted down all the way from number 10 to number 2 on the countdown. So now we're at number 1. So Mary Reed
right.
Johnson, take it away.
All right. So again, Woodson, I just want to keep saying his name because he was
yes.
so important.
He was.
Our Omega Sci-Fi, he chose February. So it wasn't given to us. He actually chose
mm-hmm.
it, him and his Omega brothers, chose mid-February because Lincoln and abolitionist Frederick Douglass were both born in the same week in February.
Oh.
And then America was celebrating different things, their deaths, you know, in commemoration of those two people's deaths
right.
in February. Right?
Wow.
So they basically just kept it going and followed up and stretched it to a month. And by 1976, Gerald Ford was the first president to recognize Black History Month.
Wow. And probably the last one until
No,
Obama.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, keep it going. And if I had more, I would tell you. But, oh, I got to tell you this. Black History Month is not only celebrated in the United States.
Really?
What? Right?
And so this is like a bonus number on the countdown today. So hold it. As Casey Kasem would say, it's an honorable mention. So tell
yes.
us, what exactly do you mean?
There are other places in the world that celebrate Black History Month. Europe
really?
has theirs in October, and so Europe includes Ireland and the Netherlands and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Canada celebrates in February like we do. Germany started in 1990, right? So there's just other countries that celebrate us, and because we're everywhere, so it makes sense to me.
Absolutely. Listen, Mary Reed Johnson, I just have to say thank you. And you do such incredible work, and I would have never in a million years would have figured that the 10 things that you brought, that you've helped to develop right here on the broadcast with us, would ever get to this where it's now taken on its own life out there, and you're helping to continue to educate and inform so many others. So,
well, when people ask, I try to fill the void.
You do just even better than that. So it's no surprise to us why, you know, you've been able to highlight and connect with the incredible work that Carter G. Woodson started so many years ago. So again, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, Mary Reed Johnson of Hair Head Heart. Thank you. Outstanding. This has to be one of my favorite. And you've brought us a few, but this is one of my favorites. Thank you, Mary Reed Johnson.
Today. Awesome. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot.
Let's do it. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Tuesday morning. It's January 31st of 2023, the last day of January. It's our show number 815, as we broadcast live this morning. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You guys know that. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and it's just my honor every day to get to do the show with this incredible lady. She is a trailblazer and, somebody we call Queen of the Morning, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning
to you.
Good
morning. Happy mid-show.
Yes, happy mid-show at 7:10 in the morning.
Yes.
New York.
Yes, and it's raining here.
It's rainy. Okay, you know what? You're in the Central Time Zone down in Water Valley, Mississippi this morning, and every day for you. But, yeah, it's raining a little bit up here, too, here in New York. It's been unseasonably warm, so we're not going to complain. We have not had any snow this entire season in New York City.
Right.
So I am super excited about that, and I want that trend to keep on
That's
going.
Great.
I'm sorry, snow bunnies. You guys can have it. Go to Aspen or somewhere.
I want like some snow, Carrie. I miss it from being in Ohio.
You can have it.
I love the snow. I just don't like the ice.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. Well, listen, we have got a lot of talk to get into this morning. And also going to kind of chat a little bit about what we aired this morning, because I think it's critical as we move into February. So we'll talk a little bit about that and what's happening at Hair Radio and literally around the globe. And so we've got an all-new K-High report for you today. So we'll be getting into that in just a bit. But first, each day, I'd like to kind of turn over the reins to my co-star, Nicole Marie, to kind of give you that little inspiration, daily dose of hope that are we in need of these days.
Oh,
I'm so honored. Yeah. So, Nicole Marie, we're going to lead in with you this morning. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Carrie. If there ever was a time that we needed hope, it is
right
now. And hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. I want to share hope for today for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So each day I will share an inspirational way from the book to lift your spirit for today. So, fight complexity. Simple things are usually most interesting, and bigger isn't necessarily better. Life is at its best when it is at its simplest. Complexity can be suffocating. Fight against it. It's worth the crusade. Now back to you, Carrie.
All right, Nicole Marie, outstanding. Outstanding job. Thank you. Very good. Folks, like I said, we've got a lot to get into this morning. So let's kind of go ahead and lead on in, with the K-High Report. It's been a little while since we've done one. Let's get started. Okay, it's the K-High Report for today, Tuesday, January 31st of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Well, the fallout continues and the death of Tyre Nichols. This is a senseless murder that has just gripped the entire globe. Everybody's talking about it, every single media outlet. On some of the shows, and most of the shows, they've been running a little bit more of the video footage of this awful encounter. And again, this gentleman was literally murdered for doing absolutely nothing but being a black man. And I think this is, as we have said, has really gripped the nation. Folks are saying, well, they're black officers. Well, what's also being said is that it's not about the black officers. It's about the black man. So because he was a black man, it wasn't that the officers were black, it was that he's a black man who was literally murdered at their hands. And so all of this, we're going to continue these wonderful discussions, as you'll hear us a little bit today and throughout this week, as we continue to look at race in America right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Very much for me, for Nicole Marie, for Michael Hopkins, and everybody who's associated with us, this really hits home. And I'm grateful, Nicole Marie and everybody tuned in, that you see so many folks who are joining in on this whole thing with this whole subject. So we're going to be talking about it. There's a lot more we'll be bringing to you on this young man who was just an incredibly well-grounded young man. And it's heartbreaking. Okay. On a little bit of a lighter note, and we're going to shift over to some talk of the sequel to the incredible popular Black Panther movie, which the second installment, which was Wakanda Forever, as you guys know, has certainly crossed about $500 million, maybe more, at the box office. And I am so honored. I'm just so thrilled that this movie represents everything about what our culture is all about at heart, and also the respect that it generates across the board and paints the people of color in a positive light. And it really just needs to be a lot more of that. So, Nicole Marie, I'm going to ask you to weigh in on some of this, the K-High report for today. Anything you want to say, Nicole Marie?
Yes. Thank you, Carrie. First of all, the murder of Tyre Nichols is just so heartbreaking. As a mother, I just cannot even, in my wildest dreams, imagine what his mother is going through right now. His family, period, but especially as a mother, coming from just me just thinking about it. I have children, I have a son, and it's just unimaginable. And it's just so something that was so senseless. And it's even more heartbreaking, I used to live in Memphis for 8 years, and I know some people who work with the police department, and I mean, just thinking of Memphis and just knowing people in Memphis, it's just so heartbreaking.
Since you live there and you know the culture of the city, is this something that where you guys are at home at the kitchen table, you guys have experienced a lot of this? So tell us a little bit more. Did you say that you familiar with a little bit on the enforcement side? So what exactly, right. I mean, in Memphis, what's the culture there? Because like out in Los Angeles, way back in the day when this happened to Rodney King, there was a sense that something like this could come about because there was so much racism and heavy-handedness with the police out there. And and I got to see that firsthand when I moved out to Los Angeles right after the riots. So Nakamura, what do you say? And how does that make you feel?
when I was there, Carrie, I would always, and still do, I still talk to friends and former coworkers and so forth that are still right, that are still in Memphis. And, you know, when I lived there, I always heard different things. I never experienced myself or knew anybody that experienced it, but there was always talk about it. I was familiar with people who were associated with the police department, worked with the police department, and my encounters were always positive. So, like I said, I didn't experience anything firsthand myself, but heard about it. And it just
breaks
my heart.
Like the rest of America.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It really is no different than that. I'm in New York City. It happened here. It happens all around the country. But what is really sad is that the country has allowed for these happenings to just kind of happen and continue to happen.
But I will say overall, generally, it's a few bad seeds that make it bad for everybody. Because I feel like overall that other people don't feel that way and don't act that way, you know, in policing.
Well, right.
But
I understand. I do want to echo that. It's not everybody.
No, it's not.
So we're going to have those discussions. This is just the beginning. We're going to continue with that. We're going to have those discussions as we kind of go forward. And this is something that's huge. And we'll stay on it right here. So keep everything. Stay tuned with us each day. We're going to be talking about it, and we're going to bring some folks in. This is your place to really vocalize and get things out. Sometimes it's helpful. I think most times it's helpful to talk about it. And that's what we do. We talk and we listen. Here at the Radio Morning Show. Now I got to ask you about Wakanda.
I was just about to say, on a more positive note, Wakanda, Black Panther, oh my goodness. I love, love, love these movies because it shows Black people in a light that we are. We are kings and queens and royalty, and I love it. And I am so pleased that the movies have been responded to so positively, not just for the Black community, but all across, of all races, for everybody.
Exactly. It's not hard.
And I love that.
You know, this is who we are.
It
is. But our color has been criminalized by others outside, not everybody outside the community, but, you know, there's a small percentage of folks who look to continue to divide folks because that's how you can kind of, you know, control the people. But we are going focus on all the wonderful things that we're doing in our community and uplift folks, especially as
always
we move
positive.
Into
Yeah,
always positive, especially as we move into Black History Month during February to celebrate all that's happening. So I don't know if you caught this morning, guys. If you have just tuned in, you might have missed that we were talking about Black History Month, which starts tomorrow officially.
Tomorrow.
So we kind of gave you a little early preview this morning with Mary Lee Johnson of Hair Head Heart. So did you catch any of this, Nicole Marie?
I was definitely listening. I'm always listening to Mary Reed Johnson, her 10 Things You Didn't Know About Black History Month. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
Was that not incredible?
It was.
Tell us why you enjoyed it so much.
I enjoyed it so much. Well, for one, there were some things on the countdown that I did not know myself. So it was new information for me about Black History Month. I did know that it started out as a Black History Week. I did know that. But like number 10, she talked about the time period from February 1st to March 1st. Okay, I didn't know
that. Was that not mind-blowing?
Yeah.
That was mind-blowing to me.
Yes.
It really was. It was totally mind-blowing that,
yes.
That you know, that Black History Month actually ends on, not in February.
March 1st.
But March 1st.
Right.
I,
not the 28th, but the 1st.
A whole nother day and no one told us.
Right.
So
right.
I thought that was incredible. She, Mary, uncovered some incredible facts.
Yes, she did.
I don't know if you guys heard me. I was just literally, I was almost speechless. I was
speechless.
Mary
Johnson always brings it.
She brings
always
it with
informs
this.
Us with information that we didn't know.
She,
I love
that's
it.
That's right, that we didn't know. And so Mary will be back soon with another. I just love her 10 Things That You Didn't Know series that she does here for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Original content that we created.
Exactly.
Just for you.
Wonderful.
So really good stuff. You won't hear it anywhere else. It's exclusively covered.
Right here.
At the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes.
And always
awesome
have
stuff.
Your pen and paper when you are listening to the show, because there's always information that you're going to need to jot down.
I agree, Nicole Marie. I agree.
We're here to inform. Yes.
Yes, we're here to inform. And now we throw in a little, I call it infotainment, because we give you information, but we give you a little entertainment too. And
we have to keep it fun as well.
We keep it fun as well. And but it's good, like you always say, good information.
Good
I love
information.
It, Nicole.
Inform our community.
Stuff.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, January 31st, 2023. It's our show number 815. Wow, I guess I might have to stop giving the numbers of the show. We're getting kind of long in the tooth on them.
Wow.
We're at show number 815, folks. Each show is 3 hours. Each of the, we are the most prolific of any hair and beauty radio talk in the history of broadcasting. So we created this genre, and we appreciate you guys so very much for helping us to keep us strong here.
Oh, definitely.
So listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, coming up in just a bit, Michael Hopkins. We haven't chatted with him in a little bit, so we're so excited
to
hear Michael. Yeah, he kind of moves along with a very, very special broadcast today, a special series he is kind of in the midst of. So he's going to be giving us the latest skinny on what he's talking about. And we're real excited.
I'm
excited.
So that's coming
up. Michael's going to join us in a few minutes. And then his show actually runs today and every Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so on our little network. So I'm real excited. Hey, before we go to a little quick commercial break, I want to just let you guys know that we have a big announcement for you. Nicole Marie, if
yes,
I had my drum roll handy, I would play it right now. Yes, it's about 7:27 New York time, 6:27 for those of you out in the Central Time Zone. You guys know the Hair Radio Morning Show, we've been on, this show is literally 28 years old, and I have had a lot of guests. I've had literally, just in the last 8 years of this morning version of our Hair Radio Show, just the morning show, which has been on since 2015. What is amazing to me is that I've interviewed thousands of people. You can do the math yourself, folks. I've interviewed thousands here on the show, literally. But I don't think we've ever had an Academy Award nominee on our show. Now, last year, now listen to this, guys. Last year, we were talking about the big slap at the Oscars.
Yeah.
In years past, we've talked about Oscars So White and all of that, you know. We followed the Academy Awards along the way, and I never in a million years would have imagined that 1 year later we'd be talking to someone who was nominated for this year's Oscars.
Wow.
Right here on our show. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast.
You certainly
Let me just
don't.
Tell you that right now.
This
8 o'clock in
the
morning
to
tomorrow. Yeah, it's about this time, about 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, 7 if you're in the Central time zone. We have a very, very special guest nominated for an Academy Award. We're not going to know if this person tomorrow wins until we watch the award show.
Right.
And you guys know the Academy, and we don't know who's going to get slapped this year. So let's hope no one. But, yeah, it's really going to be amazing. So I'm so honored. And it's going to be an
incredible
special interview tomorrow. Again, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, yeah, yeah, we bring
it. You haven't made it until you made it to Hair Radio.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, speaking of which, you know, we've got special guests coming up. And I'm not, well, you know what? Why don't we do that in the next half hour? So a little bit around 8 o'clock or so, we'll talk about some of the guests who are coming up in addition to our Academy Award nominee. We got a lineup in the hair, folks, that you're going to be shocked about.
Wow.
I've got some heavy hitters that we're going to talk about in the next half hour. So we're going to definitely keep things kind of moving along here this morning. So we're real excited about it. Coming up in just a moment or two, we have the Queen of Candles, I call her. You guys know her.
Yes.
She's from Jacksonville, Florida. And she is just down there, probably in the sunshine and basking and all of that. And we're going to be talking to her. Why don't we just take a little tiny commercial break? And when we come back on the other side of this, Blue, she runs Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And just amazing. She gives us the scent of the day, so you don't want to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
About this time each day, she gives us a great-smelling candle talk that we get to find out all about, and we just love it. So listen, why don't we do that? We'll take a little bit of a commercial break, and when we come back again, Blue will be
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some Post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a Post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than three things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Tuesday morning, January 31st of 2023. I am Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It's hour show number 815 today, 815. As we continue to broadcast, just doing some big things, working towards our 1,000th show. Just keep it right here. First, let me just bring to the line, I got to bring in my folks here. We got Nicole Marie, my co-star out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're going to be talking. We got a lot to get into, Nicole Marie, in the next half hour, so we don't want you going anywhere. Let me just make
stay
that
tuned.
Clear.
And
then Michael Hopkins will be joining us in a few minutes, and then he's back at 8:30 for an all-new Vet Talk Radio episode. He's going to tell us all about. But right now, it is time for our, our candle talk, where we get a scent of the day all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. It is my great honor to welcome Blue. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. How's everyone doing?
All right.
Good morning. Tuesday.
Yes.
Wonderful. How are you?
Yeah,
I'm doing awesome.
Doing
we woke up to
Jacksonville.
I'm doing awesome. We woke up to 66 degrees today, so
we're
heading to
you.
We're headed in a great
okay.
direction.
We're done with you. Okay.
80
Florida,
miles,
you're
so yeah.
killing it. Well, listen,
wow.
Let's say, always a pleasure, as you guys out there just heard, the wonderful commercial for Divine Energy Luxury Candles, and we're always excited, Blue. If you're just tuning in today, if it's your first time, you had no idea what you're going to hear on the Hair Radio Morning Show, let me fill you in. Blue joins us mid-show each day, usually with some incredible something for the senses, I call it. It is a wonderful description of an incredible candle that's a part of her wonderful, wonderful Divine Energy Luxury Candle line. And she tells us all about it and kind of awakens those senses in us and kind of makes us steer towards these candles. So, Blue, please tell us, what do you have today for all of us on your candle talk?
Yes, Carrie, thank you very, very much.
You're
today
welcome.
we are leaning towards a beautiful woodsy scent. And I believe you're going to love it, because I think it's another one of your French fragrances.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Yes. Bonjour, everybody.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Bonjour.
Yes.
This one, we're going to call this one today Cedarwood Blanc, or B-L-A-N-C.
Okay.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Oh,
Blanc?
Yes. Yes, I know
okay,
that.
Yes.
Okay, Blanc.
I know you
Blanc,
do.
Yes.
Yes, okay. This beautiful awesome. Fragrance, it captures, thank you, it captures the distinct aromas of natural cedar wrapped in a sophisticated fragrance oil of a genderless, meaning for both genders, of a beautiful perfume. This complex scent begins with a whisper of bergamot that opens up to oak moss and a cooling camphor. Now, notes of cedar and patchouli wrapped in amber and benzoin ground this aromatic, earthy fragrance. Now, this fragrance is infused with natural essential oils, including patchouli, lemon, and geranium, and our love for eucalyptus. Now, our top notes are bergamot.
We all love eucalyptus.
Yes, wow. Oh, my favorite. Top note, bergamot. The middle note is oak, moss, and kapor. And our base note is amber, benzoin, patchouli, and cedar. Now, this fragrance is
now,
good for all year round.
Blue. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead, please, finish on this incredible scent.
That rounds it up, honey.
Okay, well, then this is
amazing.
We can mix it with dry gin and cypress. We can mix this with a mahogany shake. And we can also mix this with a white sage and lavender.
Me too. You have me at cedar. And then the blanc, of course. You know, anything out there that's fonce, if it's French, I love it.
Amber.
So
yes,
I should tell them to bonjour, everybody. Cedar with blanc. Blanc, it means white in French. And so, but here's the thing. Blue, remind everybody, because you go through the notes, and this is important for you guys out there who are into scents. And I had one company before I was working with, they had a perfumer, and they talked about notes as well. So this is a big part when it comes to smells and scents and aromatic things. So remind everybody, Blue, kindly about what notes are and all of that.
Absolutely. Notes are... As soon as I have my candle with lids. Not everybody does, but I like lids on my candles. Helps you tame that fire when you're ready to put it out. And as soon as you light that candle, the top note, the first thing that's going to hit you is your bergamot. That's going to be like a strong boom as soon as you light that candle. And then as you burn it for a little while, you're going to get your middle notes of your oak moss and your kapor. You're going to smell them. And I smell them all, actually, when I'm, you know, mixing it in the wax. But when you take it from the bottle before you mix things, you can smell all the notes pretty prominently. But not until you put it in that candle, you get a whole nother, like, thing going on. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know, because it's very tranquil and relaxing.
Once you mix them. Oh, wow.
Once you mix them, yes. It definitely directly... It automatically sends you to that place, you know, of relaxation and, oh, this is going to be a great candle. Like, you could tell right away once you mix it inside the wax.
Right.
I am.
And ooh, I love it.
I'm loving it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially this time of the year, though, I'm thinking, because I'm kind of thinking, and as you move a little bit, especially up here, because it's always cooler. When I think of cedar, I think of those cedar chests. I don't know why that comes to mind for me. But I love that. I used to have one. We had one in the house. So I always love the cedar. And it's just something. I don't know what it is. So cedar with blanc. Okay. Bonjour, everybody. Come on to the booth this morning as we go forward with this. So Divine Energy Luxury Candles. Now, Blue, I just also wanted to mention Blue covers the scent of the day, but bear in mind that she has, now you say you have like a lot, I believe you got, you know, over 100, but tell everybody again that they can also get something customized. So I do want to talk about that, Blue.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I have so many scents, because if one of my customers prefer a different kind of candle with a different mixture going on, and 9 times out of 10, I do have it. But if I don't, I will gladly order that scent for the customer
because I'm sure, you know, someone else will love it one day too. So we don't have any problems with mixing different colors for you, mixing different scents for you, and creating an ultimate candle for that individual as their own candle or as a gift. We aim to please.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Well, listen.
Wonderful.
We love it.
We love it, Blue.
So
you always bring it
work.
To us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I will always do my best and make everyone's day as bright as possible.
Well, listen, you do. And here,
exactly.
You know, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, what we do each day, and I really mean this, we have a lot to get into. Some things, you know, we have a lot of life talk, but some things are a challenge from time to time. And, you know, so we, and it can be a little bit heavy here and there, but this can help
right.
to shift in it. And that's what your wonderful candle talk,
right.
you know. And,
it calms
again,
us a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. It literally soothes us on the air.
Right, right.
And gets us thinking a little differently. So we love it. And
well,
when you're not here, Blue, on those rare occasions when you don't get a chance to do the Candle Talk Live with us, we miss you here.
We miss you.
We're so used
oh, yeah.
to yeah.
I know. Y'all know I have that Wednesday doctor's appointment that won't end. So Wednesday,
yeah, so
you know, is my
okay.
day
okay.
at the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Yeah, so,
thank you,
I'll return on Thursday with a smile.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I
so
sure
we'll
will.
See you on
well, we look forward
show.
To it.
Yes.
Oh, God,
so
yes. I do, too.
All
yes.
right.
Y'all have
well,
an
listen,
awesome day.
Gonna, yes,
thank
you. Too,
you. You do
here.
The same.
Michael Hopkins joins us. Michael Hopkins, who you guys know him from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Which is not just Spotsylvania, but beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins, you're on with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie. It's Tuesday
morning,
January 31st.
Yes, it is.
Hello,
yes,
Michael.
Yes,
Hopkins.
It is. Good morning, guys.
How are you? Good morning. Now, Michael, we turn to you on this. I want to kind of jump in on Vet Talk Radio today. There is a huge, huge, huge multi-arc series that you are in the midst of. And some folks may have missed a few of the episodes, so you'll need to go to the Hair Radio Online community where a lot of them are posted for free for anybody to see. You don't have to even sign up to be a member, although we wish you would. So go to www.hairadio.com, and then Michael has his own group page there. You can click on any of the buttons that says post. I think we have a big blue button there, and it'll take you to Michael's Vet Talk page. Michael, so what is this all about? Again, what are you working on over there, Vet Talk Radio? What's coming up today at 8:30?
Oh, Carrie, yes. We have been working on the top turns that every veteran should know when they're filing a claim. And this has been such a fantastic series. I've had just positive feedback from a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters. It's like they can't get enough of it. And it's been fantastic.
That is incredible. So so today, what will folks hear? Where are we kind of in this on today's date?
Well, basically what we're going to be covering today is we're just going to get back into terms, and we're going to be talking about some of the more important ones that we cover. A lot of the veterans,
okay.
you know, just good things for them to know, like about your who can help you with a claim and things like that a lot of people
okay.
are not
well,
aware
don't
of.
Don't give it away all right now
oh,
anyway.
No. Can't give it away. Oh, no.
No.
You got to stand.
Wait.
You got
to
tune in, everybody. Vet Talk Radio here at 8:30 East. East Coast time and 7:30 Central time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly. So we're real excited about it. So stay tuned. Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, it's great to have you guys with us. Listen, I want to get into quite a bit of announcements we have for you coming up. And I tell you, lots of things going on. Michael, Nicole, I don't know if you heard my announcement, Michael Hopkins, or if you've been tuned in this morning. But have you heard on, you know what, why don't we take a short commercial break? When we come back, Michael, I want to check in with you. What have you heard on today's broadcast? So we're going to get into that because we got more to talk about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, January 31st of 2023. We've got our incredible team, our morning show team right here, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. We're all live this morning. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Yes, you guys know that. Nicole Marie's down in Wardour Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning again, everybody.
Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning again. Yes.
All right, guys. We're about to march into our spotlight hour, and we're going to continue with some of our original talk right here. Feel free to give us a call if you want to participate in at 516-453-9458, and we'll get you in. But first, Nicole Marie. Michael, I think before we went to break, I said, Michael Hopkins, what have you been hearing this morning on the show? What would you like to say?
Wow. I definitely love Mary's Countdown. You know, I'm always a number one fan.
Oh, yeah.
And with the flags.
First
Mr.
tell everybody
Woodson.
What the countdown was about, Michael.
Right. Black history, and she really informed me on some things that I thought I knew, but once again, you only think you know these things, but she really informed me, and it was an education.
It was. If you are just tuning everybody, Mary does what's called 10 things that you didn't know. And it's a regular series here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So she does a great job of presenting. She does a countdown of facts on things that, in our collective, minds as we think we know these things. And again, So she uncovered some things. What was maybe a thing or two, Michael, that you didn't know, that you thought you knew on Black history?
Well, one of them is the length of time. And I remember when it was a week, but then when she said a month, and she said something to the effect of from the 1st of February to the 1st of March. And I was like, wow, did not know that one. Just like we all knew, I mean, as far as, you know, the Black community, a lot of us knew about the red, black, and green flag. But then she threw in the color yellow.
Right.
And I had never heard that. But that was like a big wow, too. That really was.
Wow.
And I also liked how she talked about the cue dogs. Man, that was... It's really insightful when she was talking about who are members of that organization. And you really wouldn't think that some of the people that she named are part of that organization.
Well, this
so
is true.
It was a big, big wow for me, Carrie, Nicole Marie. It was a big wow.
Right. Great countdown. I loved it.
Yes, it was.
Yes. And I'll tell you, I think when I look back, I came up with the idea to do this because I know already each year the news media pulls it out of a drawer and plays a few clips and sticks it back in the drawer. There's nothing, I have not found a whole bunch of depth to it. Very cookie cutter. Typical, same things you see, nothing original or new. So
pretty much, no original content.
Right. So here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, that's what we focus on and we specialize in. And I love it. The broadcast here, we've been celebrating quite a bit. Over 800 shows you heard earlier. We're marching towards 1,000. And we've turned into the broadcast that when folks have something to share, when folks, I call the newsmakers, when they have something they want to get out to the public, well, it looks like we're the first
stop
now.
Right here.
The radio morning show.
So we celebrate every day, Carrie and Michael.
Yeah.
Every day
is
a celebration.
What do you guys think about tomorrow's broadcast?
So true.
That's huge, Carrie. Oh, yeah.
Award nominee who will be right here
with
us about this time tomorrow.
To hear that interview.
Yes, me too. Michael, were you familiar with those movies?
Oh, very, very much so. I went and I saw the first one. I had a buddy of mine. He kind of dragged me out to see it because he kept talking about Black Panther. And I watched it. I mean, it was just, and I'm not normally a movie type guy sitting in a theater, but this was just something that I am so happy that I did not miss. I'm really so happy that I did not miss the first one. And I'm looking forward to seeing the sequel to it.
That's, yeah.
Wow,
well, listen, tomorrow you'll be able to hear one of the individuals who was nominated for an Academy Award right here on our show. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Right
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Place to be. The Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
We bring it here.
It ain't getting no better than this.
No, we bring it. And I'm excited and honored. I really am. I think, this is what we do. Now, I wanted to remind everybody, Upscale Magazine has a new issue out. Just want to make sure folks know, Upscale Magazine, their website is upscalemagazine.com, upscalemagazine.com. And on the cover is Kenesha K.J. Smith. And it says here, A Sister's Journey. So do check it out. It's the February, March 2023 issue. It's on newsstands around the country. There are only a couple of Black magazine publications that are really on the newsstands, and this is one of them. It's a great lifestyle magazine, Upscale. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our history. You get to read our legacy here. UpscaleMagazine.com, again, is their website. You can listen to the 24-hour radio network that we produce at the Hair Radio Morning Show for those folks by going to www.UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Again, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com takes you to the 24-hour network, and you hear a lot of classic Hair Radio shows there. You'll also hear some wonderful interviews that we have programmed in there and so much more. It runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and also some great music in between. So good stuff. So wanted to make sure to work in that announcement.
Awesome.
What do you guys think about that? Is that not great?
Love it. That is wonderful.
Okay. Yes.
Always
awesome
love to tune
stuff.
In to Upscale Magazine Radio.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Awesome
love
stuff.
It.
So I am super excited. Want to also just remind everybody we've got some updates. I want to say on Upscale, in addition to Upscale, the folks at BOBSA, you know, I'm really, really excited. Got to shout out Sam Annan, who really runs the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association. So that's what BOBSA.org is their website, B-O-B-S-A. Sam has set up all of his members, all the folks who come to BOBSA, make a stop right here. So we are super, super duper excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you,
excited
Sam.
Excited too. Oh, boy, we got a lot of folks coming. We got a lot. You're about to get an onslaught.
Yeah.
Of new folks right here, starting tomorrow with that Academy Award nominee. And then after that, we're introducing you to new folks every single day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So as soon as you think you've heard it all, you ain't heard nothing
come
yet.
Come someone else.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't heard nothing
always
yet.
Something
one
new
else.
Or someone
oh,
new.
Oh, yeah.
Or all the above new. So
yeah,
how
about that?
Yes. Well, this morning we kicked off with none other than Vanessa Williams, one of my favorite artists.
Love Vanessa.
And, oh, yeah, me too. So we took a little bit of a music break with her. I also want to remind everybody, the Grammy, speaking of award season, you know, we got the Oscars that we're talking about, and tomorrow a special nominee will be joining us on the airwaves. But also, the Grammy Awards are next weekend. So,
yeah.
Wow, that was, wow.
Yeah, the Grammys are back. So that's the music version of Oscars. Those are the music people. They kind of perform and give each other great, you know, awards for making great songs. So we're kind of looking a little bit at them this week as well. It's a lot of Grammy people. Everybody's going to be there. And you guys, as far as the Super Bowl, now I'm not a big fan. I see I'm grateful that the Eagles are going to the
Yay.
Super Bowl. And we're super excited about that. I'm from Philadelphia. Michael's from Philadelphia. So
Yay.
We are just
yeah.
rooting for them. Yes. I'm
oh,
super,
yeah.
Super excited. Real good
Let
stuff.
Them bring the trophy home.
Bring it on home. So
it would be a great game.
Yes. It is. Now, who are they playing? Does anybody know who the Eagles are playing?
That is
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Kansas City the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Okay.
This is going to be really thing carrying.
It's
going to
be a great
Mike.
Game.
Why, Michael?
Well, one of the
Why
things is that there are two African-American quarterbacks for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That's
yeah,
incredible.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, that is incredible. Tell me that doesn't fit right in with Black History Month.
Right. That is just an incredible
yeah.
thing. Thank you for bringing
awesome.
That up, Michael. That's a real good point.
Yeah.
So I can't wait until the Super Bowl. So that's going to
yeah,
be
Super
really
Bowl,
awesome.
I love watching the game, Carrie, but I love
Why?
Watching the interesting commercials that play during
no,
the Super Bowl.
The halftime.
And you, well, that's what
yeah.
I was going to say. And then, of course, the halftime. Can't wait to see
yes.
Miss Rihanna.
Yes, yes. Rihanna will be performing, and we are super excited about it. No,
yeah,
I
and
love
she is from where my wife's family is from, believe it or not.
Yeah,
okay.
she's from
Barbados. Yeah, that's where my wife's roots are from, Barbados.
Awesome. Yeah, we call those folks Bajans down there. They are Bajans. We love them. Well, listen, I also have to tell you, you know, just amazing things. We're going to get on some of these Oscar folks. So we got, I think I have a Truth Hurts from Lizzo up next. And we're going to see if we can get on some Rihanna and all these folks as well. But first, let me also just take a moment, just a moment to, guys, watch the background noise, please, if you don't mind. Let me take a moment to acknowledge the passing of Miss Cindy Williams. Growing up way back in the day, she was one half of the popular TV dynamic duo called Laverne and Shirley. They worked at the Shops Brewery, which was a beer place out in Milwaukee. So I'm just super, super excited to just acknowledge that she was an incredible actress. And we're sorry about her passing, but she's left us a long legacy of reruns forever.
Yes, she did.
And even
American Graffiti, too.
Right. She starred out in, fact, I think that's where they kind of all that
with George Lucas and Ron Howard and all
Ron
of them.
Howard.
Yeah, that's where they.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I just remember she played when she was in that American Graffiti. She all I remember was she got into the car, a whole bunch of car scenes with the guys.
With Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's right. Good stuff, Michael. So, Cindy Williams, you will be missed. So many folks we've lost in
most definitely.
Time.
Wow. Yeah, we really have. Great actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Exactly. But they, you know, these are artists. So, to me, artists never die.
Right.
Their legacy lives
they
on.
Don't.
It continues.
They will. They sure will. And their artwork, their film, they will go on forever.
Exactly. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a music break? And I just want to hear something a little different. We'll get on Lizzo and all those other folks in just a bit. Here is one of my favorites. Talk about folks moving on and all of that and some tough times and just crazy. Here is one of my favorite songs. And you guys just stay with us. We'll be back.
Sometimes in just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
with not only do I suffer with physical challenges, I also suffer sometimes with mental challenges. And you go into denial as a veteran. A lot of us have PTSD. A lot of civilians don't know what PTSD is. And it's post-trauma of an event that has happened to you as a veteran. And we all think, as well, civilians think, it's because of combat duty. I was in Iraq, Afghanistan. I was in the Gulf or Vietnam. And what people don't understand is that us as veterans, we don't necessarily have to have been in a combat zone to have post-trauma, to have a traumatic injury happen to us.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Okay, we're back live at Tuesday morning, January 31st of 2023. We're live this morning. It's our show number 815, show 815. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn. And I'm bringing back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. You guys know she helps me to hold it down here each day with all of you guys. So nice job today, Nicole Marie, Queen of the Morning.
Yes, wonderful show today, Carrie.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've been really enjoying it. I've been rocking here with all the music and just kind of thought we'd give them a little something extra this morning.
Oh, yeah. Extra good.
Yeah, Michael Witt. Yeah, he's been doing a good job, too. We threw in one of your old promos, Michael Hopkins. You were like, whoa, what's this, I'm sure, down there? We can see you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that. That was incredible. So we still have it here. You never know what you're going to hear here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah, so really good stuff. You got to stay tuned. So listen, what we are about to do is get into this week's Vet Talk Radio. And again, this is a special Vet Talk, Michael. I'm doing a reminding this week on this. You are in the midst of a big eight-part arc, which really talks about the top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. So this is really great. And, you know, as we say, each week is very good details, very good information on things that they really, really will learn. And I think you were saying
very
that as well, Nicole.
So.
Yeah, so you don't want to miss the episode. I think you're on the third episode today. So this is the third in a series of eight. So you're counting down each week. And if you've missed the first two, you can catch them at, as we said, just go to HAIRadio.com and click on the big blue button. To read the post. Again, the big blue button at HAIRradio.com.
Big blue button.
Yes, and it's a pretty big blue button. Okay, no, not at all. So, Michael, we're going to get ready to send you off to prepare for your piece today. So, Michael Hopkins up in just about 12 minutes with an all-new episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I can't wait. So we'll be counting down. Michael, I'm going to throw you back out there so you can prepare for today's episode.
Oh, yes.
All right. Great job. Nicole Marie, is he not doing it in big style?
He is. He certainly is. I cannot wait to hear this episode.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming event. We have not talked about that today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, let me kind of fill you on in. Coming up, you know, this is big, too. It's big for us. Monday, March 6th of 2023, we are hosting Nicole Marie.
Oh, yeah.
From Water Valley, Mississippi. and Carrie Hines from New York, and Michael Hopkins from South Carolina. We're going to be here. Nicole Marie will be with me live on stage
live
in New York City. So
oh,
you
yeah.
don't have to just hear us on the radio. We're going to be live and in person. You can reach out and touch us. Okay, so this is going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Do not want to miss it.
Right. It's called The Hair Radio Show Live on Stage. Tickets are already available at eventbrite.com. And we're going to be making sure that you guys get your tickets because the time is ticking away. We will be with you soon, live and in person. Again, that's coming up on Monday, March 6th of 2023. The time of the show is from 2:30 to 6:30, and we've got a host of folks. Everybody's coming in for this. And it's a great, great time. We're going to really
it's gonna be a great time.
Put it out there. If you think I talk now, you ain't heard nothing yet until you heard me live. You're going to get an earful.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. That's all I can say. And listen, I've been kind of saving it up. Remember like that Whitney Houston song?
Right.
Saving it for love? Well,
right.
I've been saving it up just for you. So this is my third. This is the third year that, you know, because of the pandemic and all that, so we didn't have a chance to get in front of folks. So
right.
It's been 3 years since
now
I've made a live appearance at a show. So I've got some things to talk about. So my suggestion is pack a lunch. you're gonna need it. We're going to sit there and go to town with
Sounds
all this.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm excited. And lots of folks that you have heard about on our show, you're going to meet firsthand. Everybody's coming. So you're going
right.
to meet a lot of people. Yeah, right? Live and in person. And I'm so excited. Every day somebody's like, I'm coming. Yeah, every day everybody's like, they're coming. So this is not to be missed. It's really not. To me, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, and we've had a kind of a tough time over these last several years. So we're looking to reconnect. We're looking to have a little fun. We're looking to let our hair down, and kind of, you know, just meet some like-minded folks and with lots to say and share. So I think that's going to go over real well.
So do I.
On March
Great.
6th. And then if that's not enough, the International Beauty Show, IBS, that's what it stands for, International Beauty Show, New York City, NYC, they are having their three-day event the same weekend. So they're Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So all my hair friends
Great.
Who are going to IBS, while you're here in town, here in New York, in the same little piece of land, you can practically walk from the Jacob Javits Center and the IBS show over to our hair event on stage, which is at the Gene, wonderful, let me just say, Gene Frankel Theater, which is just incredible. They have a website out there, too, and you can Google that. We're featured on their site. So for you guys who may think we're not going to be there, we're there.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gene Frankel Theater. Which I love the Gene Frankel Theater. First of all, they're incredible. They're incredible folks. And it's a wonderful, intimate setting where you feel close up to the people. That's what I wanted in my return to the stage. So I'm super excited. So, Nicole,
awesome.
We're going to be on stage.
Yes, we
live
are.
Live and in person.
Live and in person.
Yeah,
yes, I'm so excited.
Party. Yeah, me too. I
so
really
excited.
Am. I think this is going to be something that is wonderful and incredible. And
yeah.
just, you know, kind of bring us together. I think we've got everybody coming in. I think we got some folks from California flying in. I think even some of the folks from Vet Talk Radio. I think I spoke with Katrina. She's going to be flying in.
Awesome.
Everybody's coming in. Yeah. So
wonderful.
It's really
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be so
Jay's
nice
going
to actually
be
see
people in
yes.
person, you know, that
Gail
you've heard,
Green
that you've seen
Gail,
pictures
yes.
of or videos,
mm-hmm.
but nothing like live and in person.
Yes, Gail Bruni from Heal and Go will be with us. My dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, you guys have heard him many times on the show. Not only is my big brother, I mean, of course, he is just whip smart, but he's, in addition to that, he is does a whole thing. He has his own company.
Great.
And of course, you know my family. We're entrepreneurs.
Right, right.
So he's got his own thing out there, an accomplished man. So I'm so very
wonderful.
Proud of Dr. Leroy Hines. You will meet him right here at the event as well. He's looking forward to it. And I think he's
going
to, I'm going to see if I can get him to do a demonstration because he's also a,
awesome.
A black belt in karate. So, yeah, he's,
awesome.
You know, smart.
Love
and
to see that, Carrie.
Do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask him.
Smart and
ask
talented.
Him. Yeah, he's very talented, super talented. I want to say for a moment and thank the people. I talked about BOBSA earlier, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. I thank Sam and for his support.
Right.
And
thank you, Sam.
People, we got everybody coming to the show this week from MyIvana.com. We've got folks in the sphere of, you know, getting people trained and taking on careers in hair and beauty. A lot of talk that you have not heard. You ain't heard it. So you don't want to miss the show. Tomorrow's episode, we are live here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss it. If you have not seen my Facebook page, go there and check it out. There is a special guest tomorrow, one at 8 o'clock. We have, for the first time ever, I've been doing this for almost, I'm going to date myself here. But the show's been on, the Hair Radio Show's been on for 28 years. The morning
right.
version has been around for 8. And this is the first time in 815 episodes of the morning edition that I am going to be interviewing an Academy Award nominee.
That's wonderful.
Yes, an Academy Award
so
nominee.
Excited
so
excited to
folks,
hear that.
So listen, I'm going to go ahead and get this. That talk on the road for Michael Hopkins. Okay, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot to get into today. Michael's up next with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And as he, like I said, he's in the middle of his wonderful episode, so we don't want to miss that. So definitely stay with us. It's on top terms and all of that. So stay with us. So is this not exciting? Stay with us, folks.
Very exciting.
Michael Hopkins, it's Carrie Hines here, and I am so excited to be bringing everybody this episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So without further ado, let's get started. So Michael Hopkins, what do you have on tap for us today? Of course, welcoming all the fans of VTR. What topic are you covering today?
Gary, we're going to be covering today what every veteran should know, the terms they should know when they're filing for compensation.
And what part, I understand this is a multi-part series arc, so what number
right.
are we talking about?
Today? Right. We're on episode number 3.
All right. Okay, I'm excited to get started. So again, let's just say this. These are the top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. So this is awesome. Okay, number 29 through 25 is being covered today. So, okay, so Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Well, Carrie, this is one we always talk about, and it's very important. It's medical evidence. Medical evidence is the basis of all these claims, and it's so very important to have medical evidence. If you don't have medical evidence, it's difficult to file a claim. It really is, because there's no basis So you have to have something in writing that shows that the injury or illness that you sustained while you were in active duty military service happened.
Mm.
Also, Carrie.
Yeah.
You know, the also with the medical evidence, if you were doing, and we covered this the last session we did, we talked about secondary claims.
Right.
It's the same principle. It's the same principle. You have to have medical evidence. It should be written down. And that solidifies your case, basically, to the government. It solidifies it. You're telling them, in essence, guess what? This happened to me while on active duty, and I have the proof in my medical records. Or if it's a secondary, I have the proof in my medical records as a veteran that because of A, that happened to me while I was on active duty, it triggered B. Perfect example. I'll give you a perfect example. A lot of veterans have knee problems.
Right.
A lot of veterans have knee problems. Well, if your right knee is service-connected, you fell in the military, you're playing basketball, boom, you fell, you hurt your right knee. You start having issues with it while doing your active service. At the end of your tour, you get out, you're still having problems with that knee, you file a claim, guess what? It's service-connected.
What?
Boom. But, Carrie Hines, guess what happened to your left knee?
What?
Your left knee started giving you problems. You know why your left knee started giving you problems, Carrie Hines?
I'm just guessing it's too much pressure since you're not using the right knee too much.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep, that's
right.
What happened.
Yeah.
It's called an altered gait. In other words, you walk funny. You know, in regular terms, you walk with a limp. And a lot of times, people will notice it. You, the individual veteran, you may not notice that you walk with a limp. You may not notice it, but your spouse might, your family. And because your right knee has the issue and it's service-connected, now it's affecting your left knee. It could affect your hip, your right hip, and that makes it a secondary. But medical evidence is so very important. That's why a lot of veterans do not get service-connected, either primary or secondary. They have no medical evidence. Oh, I hurt my back while I was in the Army. Oh, that's great, except for one thing. You didn't go on sick call for your back. So, therefore, there's no medical evidence.
And you said in writing.
Right. Has to be in writing. In writing is most important. If it's not in writing, VA won't recognize it.
They won't recognize it. Okay, medical evidence is number 29 on your countdown today. What's the 28?
Now, at 28, Carrie, this one is very important. We didn't talk about this one a lot, but it's important. It's non-accredited veterans organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a mouthful, but in essence, it means this. There are organizations out there that, yes, they will help you, the individual veteran, with your claims process. They will help you. They'll help you with the medical evidence. They'll help you sort through everything. They'll do all kinds of things. But the key word here, Carrie Hines, is they are not accredited by the U.S. government, i.e. Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C., to help veterans with claims. They're not accredited. There's an accreditation process that lawyers and also accredited agents go through to become eligible.
Yes, to become eligible. Michael, I have a question for you on that. Okay, so number 28, again, non-accredited, you said, these veteran organizations that are out there. Now, But does one have to be accredited? I mean, sure, it sounds great if you are, but is there a problem if they're not accredited? That's my question to you today.
Yes, yes. There are problems, Carrie Hines, if they're not accredited organizations. One
wow.
of the problems is they have access to your Social Security number, to your banking information.
Oh,
to
wow.
They have access because a lot of them will do that. They will tell you, oh, for us to help you,
we need all
this is what we need, all of that.
Right.
There's the downside.
Wow.
And also true, too, the cost.
Oh, that's this is all bad.
The cost, yes. I mean, it can, sure, they can help you, but there's nothing like the government, i.e. the VA, paid you $10,000 because they owed you retro pay, i.e. back pay. And this organization takes 50% of it.
Which is half or
Which
more.
Which is half, yeah. They take half of your money. And see, by law, mm-hmm. as far as the accredited people, 20% is the norm. That's 20% by law, by the government, i.e. the VA up in Washington, D.C.,
20%. So is that the cap, Michael, or is that the average?
No, it's not the cap. It's just normally what is charged to a veteran if they had help from an accredited person.
Gotcha.
And it's all in
so
writing.
On average, sounds like.
Yeah, on average. Now, if they do a lot more work and so forth,
uh-huh.
they can go up to 33%.
Okay,
but
so
at
that's
that point, in, right, at that point in time, they the organization that's accredited by the government, they have
yeah.
to come to you and get the money from you. At 20%, Carrie, the VA actually will send them 20% of your winnings. They will automatically send it to them because there's paperwork you fill out, you know, like an agreement that this is what they get. And it's all legitimate. But when you're dealing with some of these non-accredited organizations, and they advertise all the time on Facebook, YouTube, you know, all the social medias, we can help you. We've seen it pop up now with Camp Lejeune. Everybody's mother and brother can help you as a veteran now.
Okay,
all of a
here's
sudden.
Another question on that, though, Michael. And this is on behalf of the veterans. I'm concerned because how do we know with certainty that these organizations that are out there, these so-called veteran organizations that are not accredited or the ones that are accredited, how do we know? How can we make that determination? How can we figure it out if they're accredited or not?
Oh,
with those fancy
that
commercials like you said, I've seen them on TV.
Right, right. Carrie, that is a very good question. That's a very good question. I appreciate that question.
Thank you.
The federal government, i.e. the VA up in Washington, D.C., has a listing of all accredited agents and attorneys and law offices and so forth. You can go onto their website, and you can find out everybody and anybody that's accredited. With no
Do you
problem.
Know what that
I mean,
website is, Michael Hopkins?
It is.
Or we can put it on our
right.
social media.
What we'll have to do is I'll have to go back and verify it, and we can put it in our
okay.
forum. I just
All
want to make sure
okay.
I give
okay.
everybody
so
the correct information.
Exactly. And let us just take a quick second to explain our forum so that you guys will know how to access this link and all of that. Very important. Just simply go to HAIRadio.com. That's Hair Radio. It's pronounced HAIRadio.com. And you will see a big old blue button at the top that says click to read posts. Once you click on that, Michael's big old group page is listed right there for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And you'll see that post plus a whole bunch of others. And if you have any questions, of course, please contact us at the Vet Talk Radio Show or Hair Radio. And you'll see all that at HAIRadio.com. Michael, thank you so much for letting me insert that. Okay, very good stuff, Michael. Very good stuff. So, again, you were talking about the different veteran organizations out there. And like you said, there are so many. And it's important to recognize the ones that are accredited. And, again, because there's so many things that could go wrong when providing non-accredited organizations with your personal Social Security number, banking information, and certainly where it pertains to finances and money. So thank you, Michael. Okay. I can't believe this is an incredible list. So what's at number 27, Michael, on your countdown of top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim?
Now, number 27, Carrie, this is a very good one. This is an important one also. It's called low-value claims.
Ooh,
and a lot of the veterans, they're two types. A low-value claim is normally a claim that is rated at 20% or below. It could be 20%, 10%, or 0%. That's a low-value claim.
Okay. Low-value claim.
Right. And there's a reason why we're talking about low-value claims. When the individual veteran is filing for compensation and you get to a point in your compensation and you, what you're already rated for, when you get somewhere between 70 to 90%, this is where this is so important, a low-value claim. Because, perfect example, you could be at, let's say a veteran's at 90%. You would think VA's math would constitute that, gee, to get to 100%, I only need 10% more. That's logical thinking, isn't it, Karen? Logical thinking. But,
absolutely.
Of course, we're dealing with who? the government.
Oh, okay.
The government don't think logically when it comes to claims and compensation. They have what we as veterans.
Let's just say they have their own system. So, okay, so tell us how does that work? So,
As veterans, Carrie, we call it kind of like VA math or funky math. And it's kind of in a nutshell, you go in at 100%. They say you're good to go. Okay, this veteran's 100% when he went in. He gets out, now he starts filing. So they start deducting from that 100% every disability that you have. And it starts to whittle its way down. But at the same time, your percentages go up. They'll say, for example, they'll say, well, guess what? 90% of your body is just jacked up. We know this. You've got all these issues. But 10% of your body is still good. But in order for you to get that 10%, you actually have to get 50% more in ratings to get that 10%. Doesn't make sense, but in other words, if you divide 10 into, 90, you don't move, in other words. You just stay at, you add a 1 to the 9, and, you don't move, in math, in their math.
Wow.
It's
hard to understand. So to get another 10%, you have to go way above and beyond?
Yes, you do. You have to go beyond the call of duty. Oh, and then, Carrie, I forgot. Let me add this other one in to add to the confusion.
Oh, my.
The VA, i.e. the claim section, they may say you're at 90% on paper. See, on paper it says 90%, but guess what?
What?
Reality can be this. You can be anywhere rated between 85% and 94% in reality.
Okay.
Because you remember the old math thing, round up, and round down.
Oh, yes, 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 I remember that.
And if it doesn't get to that five, you don't round it up. But if it's four and below, we go back, we round it back down. So suppose you could be 94-point-something-something%, and they'll round it back down to 90%.
Right, right. There's two different roundups. That is
right.
Popular. Correct.
So
it's above the phone.
If all
okay,
I
so
do is file for and you know, Carrie, if all I do is I file for my knee, my right knee. I never filed for it. I heard it on active duty, but I never filed throughout this whole getting to 90%. Well, I filed for my right knee, and guess what? I only get 10% for my right knee. I'm actually at like 94 points, but I say 93 points something. But guess what? That 10% doesn't move me to where I need to be. I actually need to be at 95%. But that if I'm at 94, 93 point something percent, it doesn't move me enough to get me to the five. And now I'm 100% disabled veteran. It doesn't move me that way. That's why we have to be careful as veterans are filing for low value claims. They have their place. If I was at 94.5%, that same 10% would push me over to 95%, and I'd be happy. I'd be at 100%. But if I'm at 92, 93, 91, it doesn't do anything for me. Looks good, and I'm ready for it.
That down.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
But I still stay at 90%. Yeah, it's real complicated. You know, it's just...
What?
Yeah,
I think you kind of explained it a little bit so that
yeah.
we can kind of get the gist.
And, oh, yeah.
I have to tell you guys, this is very important stuff here. This is great information, Michael, but great details, I want to say specifically. I look at this, and these are important top terms, and I don't remember you covering all of these to this degree. So these are top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. This is an all-new episode as part of an 8-part series. This is your third installment. Great, great work, Michael Hopkins. Okay, I'm excited. This is great. Okay, Michael, I'm going to let you rip. What do you have at number 26?
Now, number 26... high-value claims. We just did low. Now we got high-value claims.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You saw that one coming down the pike, didn't you?
I saw it coming. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, your high-value claims, Carrie, these are the claims, like we just talked about, the rating where you are, the 93, 94. A high-value claim, that's at 30% or above. Those are like top-tier type claims that every veteran should go after, especially when you're in the higher levels, when you're at 70, 80, 90%, you should go after high-value claims that are 30% or above, because that's what's going to get you to your 100%.
Exactly.
The average, say, for example, sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a highly valued claim for veterans. It's a highly valued claim, Carrie. The reason being is this. Sleep apnea can get you rated at 50% if
50.
You use some type of breathing device, i.e. a CPAP. And many veterans have a CPAP, that's a continuous positive airway machine.
Wow.
Many veterans have that.
That's what the CPAP stands for.
Right, right.
Wow.
And the thing about this example of a CPAP, most veterans that have been on active duty, it's very rare that you'll find a veteran that was diagnosed on active duty with a sleeping disorder. And that's what what obstructive sleep apnea falls under. It's a sleeping disorder. It's very rare, Carrie, that you find a veteran that was on active duty and they were diagnosed with sleep apnea and they were given a CPAP machine. Very rare. On the other hand, guess what?
What's that?
If they have some type of breathing issue, mental health issue, insomnia, high blood pressure, there's a series of things that if a veteran has those things as a primary, and we covered primary, if they had that, they were diagnosed with it on active duty, and they suffer with it, and they develop sleep apnea, they can file for it and possibly win. Because it's a secondary now. It's a secondary to the primary thing that happened to them while they were on active duty serving this country.
Unreal.
And Carrie, there's even a kicking part, too. There's a kicker to this.
Okay, let's hear it.
The kicker is this. Sometimes as veterans, we take medications that cause weight gain. We have arthritis that causes weight gain. Now, you can't get rated for weight gain by itself as a veteran. There's no rating for that in the rating tables. But guess what? That weight gain is what they call an intermediate step because of if you have bad hips and it causes you not to be able to exercise, all of a sudden you gain weight. Well, by you gaining weight, that can cause you to have sleep apnea, all kinds of other illnesses that are secondary to the weight gain. And that's another way a veteran can get rated for a high-value claim.
I love that. And you said the high-value claims are 30% or greater.
30% or greater. Those are high-value claims.
And just be aware of those intermediate steps that you might not.
Intermediate steps.
You might not
have weight.
Yeah,
very important. A lot of, you know, Carrie, a lot of veterans don't really think about that one. When we're filing,
exactly.
We don't really think about intermediate steps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
right there. It's in the regs. There was a court case, and it was determined that as a veteran, if you had weight gain, you had any things like this, it's an intermediate step. And a lot of times as veterans, we just don't know these things, Carrie Hines. We just don't know.
Well, that's
nobody.
The importance.
They know now.
That's the importance of the Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins. I'm going to just jump on in this time. We want to remind everybody of a few things. But first, can you give us a reminder of those from numbers 29 to 26, Michael, on today's countdown?
Right. Number 29, medical evidence. Number 28, non-accredited veterans organizations. Number 27, low-value claims. Number 26, high-value claims.
Absolutely. And before you get to number 25, I just want to remind everybody, first of all, an official salute to all the veterans out there. And don't forget to please, please go to HRmember.com to sign up so you can follow Michael and his amazing group page all about the Vet Talk Radio Show. Again, just go to www.HRmember.com. Michael, I am so proud of all of this. This is great details and top terms every veteran should know. Please, please, when filing a claim, of course, take it away, Michael. What's at number 25 on today's countdown?
Gary, number 25 is one that all veterans should be aware of. This one's so very important. Decision letters.
Oh, my.
Very important.
Go all by itself.
Right. It is. We could actually do a whole show on decision letters, how to read them,
coming up
what they mean.
All right.
And that'll be coming up. We'll do a show on decision letters.
Yes.
But the decision letter, Carrie, is so very important because
tell us why.
The decision letter tells a veteran why the claims and compensation section decided to either rate you or not rate you. They decided if it's service connected or it's not service connected. And they go through great lengths to explain this to a veteran. And it's broken up in several parts. And usually the main part most vets look at, they either been denied or they've been granted. That's usually the only part most veterans look at.
Right.
They're happy if they got.
We call that the bottom,
granted.
You know, bottom line.
Yeah, the bottom line. The bottom line. They're happy as all get up if on that letter it says the veteran has been granted service connection for this and
woo-hoo,
they've been given a rating. Yeah, that's like a whoopee. Yes. Downside is, Carrie, if they say it's not service connected and it's been denied. And that part right there is what really gets to a lot of veterans if they get denied.
Absolutely, and I can understand that. But, Michael, here's the thing on that. Isn't there something, there's always the possibility for hope. And, you know,
it is.
And that's what I really want you to talk about, Michael, because like you said, you know, if you get that and it sounds like it's bad news, but what options do they have at that point as a veteran?
The options that they have, Carrie Hines, as a veteran, if they get a decision letter and they're denied, they have recourse. They are, back in 2019, the government net, what they decided to do, they decided to give veterans more options back in 2019. And they have what they call it like a three-lane series of things you, the veteran, can do. One, it's called a supplemental claim. Basically, the supplemental claim means this. You find some new evidence that the claim section does not have. You found something new, some medical evidence. A buddy letter, statement. You found something they don't have when they made that decision to deny you. And what you do, of course, is the government, you got to fill out another form. It's called a VA form 20-0995, a supplemental form. You fill that form out. You send in the new evidence and your statement explaining the new evidence. The claim section reviews it, and if it's new, what they call new and relevant evidence, that same thing that you got denied on, Carrie Hines, you can have a victory and get service connected for it, either on a primary or secondary basis. That's the first one.
Yeah.
The second one, same scenario, you got denied, but you think – as the individual veteran, you had all of the evidence that you needed in order to get approved in order to win your claim. So this one is called a higher level review. In other words, this is what happens. As usual, it's another form. It's called a VA form 20-0996. Higher level review. Basically, this is your side of the story, and you're telling the claims people that, hey, I want somebody like a supervisor, like we would, you know how we always say, I need to talk to your manager as civilians.
Get me your boss.
Get me the boss. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what this form is for. I want to talk to your boss because I don't think you had enough experience doing this, adjudicating my claim, looking at it, you know, reading the evidence. You didn't have, as a person that was doing this, I don't think you had enough experience. I need to talk to your boss. And even
thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at fixyourfeet.com.